So hello traders, welcome back to another episode of the Traders Show. This is actually the second episode that we're doing for the year, and on this episode we're also glad to be joined by a guest who will introduce himself and tell us about more of what he does. That's what we're going to talk about. So today we're moving more from the world of forex, financial markets, but you're still remaining in the financial market space, only that you're going to narrow in or zero in into the crypto space. So our guest today is an expert in that space. We're going to talk a lot about that space. I've learned a lot before this session. I'm hoping to learn during this session and after the session. And I hope you guys will also learn a thing or two, if not much, about cryptos as we progress in the show. So I'll allow my co-hosts to introduce themselves, then the guest will introduce themselves and we can start off.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode, as Kenna said, the show. Like I said, today we have a guest. But before we introduce the guest, I think it's good to also update what has been happening around the world. Even here in Kenya, we've seen what happened to the Kenya shilling for the past couple of weeks, gaining ground against the dollar, more or less due to the Eurobond inflows coming back, making the Kenya shilling a bit attractive. The question is, will it last, will it not? That's the speculation that comes into the market. So it's up to you to do your own research and figure out what will happen at the end of the day. Other than that, I think we're good. The year started well. If you watch our YouTube, the past YouTube videos we've been posting, how we made, how we lost. Transparency is key, and we keep maintaining that here at Financial Hub. Transparency and professionalism, and that's what we keep doing. So if you watch our YouTube channels, the past couple of channels we talked, Ken has a couple of videos that he's talked about, how he made, how he lost, Taras, I, and I hope you enjoyed those videos. But today we want to talk about cryptocurrency. We haven't talked about cryptos for a while. Financial markets is broad, so it's not just forex, it's stock markets, crypto, bonds, ETFs, etc. So be excited. We are also excited to have he'll introduce himself today on the show. But that's it from me, and Taras can talk, then we start.
Greetings, everyone. I'm excited to be here for the second episode of the year. I wasn't there for the first one, so this is my first one for the year. Again, as you always say, we're happy to always deliver good content to you guys, educative content, sometimes fun content. But today I think it will be very educative for most of us, especially in the space of cryptocurrencies and the digital space of basically the digital world of currencies. So again, I feel like we've all been followers of each other's online, but today we've been able to meet up and, you know, share what we know about that space. We'll also share a bit of our side as we learn from you also. So we're glad to have you, and I think I'll stop there. My name's Taras Lawi. I'll let the guest introduce himself. The floor is yours.
Thank you very much.
Karibu.
My name is Jerry Bogonko Orina, JBO. I'm a full-time crypto entrepreneur, so I've basically done everything you can think about in crypto. Crypto investor, crypto trader, I have a business in crypto. And that is basically my area, blockchain, cryptocurrencies, NFTs, anything to do with digital assets. And I'm glad to be here to continue the discussion about cryptocurrency with you guys.
Okay, I think online it's good to say Karibu Kenya. At least welcome back.
Thank you very much.
We'll welcome, talk about welcome. It as we continue. Mm. Ken, you can kick it off.
I think Ken can kickstart
the conversation. Okay, so I don't know where you guys want us to start, but I think we can start with
background.
Background. With the background, yeah. How do you move from not knowing anything into crypto to where you are right now? Basically, how did you just get started into the world of cryptos?
That is a very long story, which I will tell you guys right now from the beginning.
Okay.
Just start probably with your background even before
crypto.
Actually, just from school.
I learned about crypto immediately after high school.
Is what year?
That is 2016. I finished 2015. So 2016, I think about four or five months later, I was just another time. I was just doing driving school, a couple of things here and
basics.
There. Basics, those things you do after high school.
So
2016, I came home one day. Actually, my dad is the one who asked me, do you know about Bitcoin? I was like, I have no idea what this is. Should we go to a seminar in Nairobi to hear about it? I think a friend of his told him about Bitcoin and all those things. I was fresh from high school, and I was like, 22. Let's see what's happening there. You know, let's see what's happening there. Maybe it's something interesting. So we went to that seminar. I saw somebody there talking about Bitcoin in a very, she was very excited, very, you know, very, was very energetic, you know. Uh-huh. Bitcoin, this coin on the computer is going to be the future of money and everything. Uh-huh. And I didn't understand anything at the end of that seminar. So afterwards, now what happened is, I think now we consulted, we agreed, me and my dad, should we invest with the family? And I was like, you know, konini.
Let's just put the money.
You can make a pesa.
So what was the nature of the, of that investment?
What do you mean?
Like, mkiamua ku invest into Bitcoin. Was it buying Bitcoins directly?
No, actually. Mm-hmm. I learned about Bitcoin from a company called BitClub.
So buying the machines.
Mm-hmm. Buying those machines. That company.
Minting
about
machines.
Okay, those minting machines. Okay. So I heard about Bitcoin from a company called BitClub Network. Okay. That's why I heard about Bitcoin. So we bought the machines in 2016 now, around May, bought the machines. 2 months later, 3 months later, I realized that so much money I'd saved up. Because I used to save a lot of money. Mm-hmm. You know, I saved a lot of money, so I just said, after interacting with a couple of people in university, I saw guys were doing their own thing, all this thing. I interacted with some people and I was like, what am I doing right now? What can I do to make money? Mm-hmm. Then again, I thought about Bitcoin again. Mm-hmm. So I went back and I was like, you know what? I have so much money which has been here in the bank doing nothing. So I took all of it, put all of it now in crypto, in the BitClub, those machines. Mm-hmm. Now, what happened is after that now, again, I disappeared. You know, it's passive investment machines, whatever. Mm-hmm. Those things,
so you are not even more interested now in checking like what is Bitcoin?
Not interested in. I was never interested. Mm-hmm. My interest in Bitcoin is actually a journey. Slowly by slowly, it has been built over time. It has been built. So at the beginning, we invested as a family. There was no interest. Mm-hmm. Then now I put in my money as well. So I just thought about it like a passive investment.
Okay.
Then afterwards, now me and my friends wanted to start a business some time back. We used to interact a lot about starting business and everything. So at some point, it couldn't work out because, again, we're all thinking a bit differently. Our headspace we're in different places, different spaces. So everybody, we agreed that everybody goes and does their own thing. Mm-hmm. Then maybe we'll come back sometime in the future, maybe in 5-10 years. Mm-hmm. So again, I go back in my thoughts. What can I do to make money? There's this Bitcoin thing which I put money in some time back, you know?
Yeah.
So I went there. Then now I saw some people there. I was hearing people doing a lot of now being affiliates, network marketers in this company. And I was like, hey, these guys are really making this much money. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't understand all these things. Me, I was just brand new to the space of business, fresh from high school. I was like, you know what? Now I am sold. Now let's go all into this company now. Now I'm all in. This is where I'm going to make money.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So now we're all in. We're all in. Then unfortunately, 2019, that is where I experienced a very bad loss, where BitClub collapsed. It did not collapse. It was taken down, but later on it was discovered that it was a fraud.
Okay.
That is what is called, that is the most organized crime I've ever seen.
It was a very organized crime.
Fraud.
Yeah, for sure. Actual fraud.
The thing is,
machines, what was happening? What was the fraud?
You know, frauds could be legit. You could have legit frauds. You could be buying machines, but still using the real machines to con people.
Okay.
You know, there could be plain out scams, which is just a lie. Yeah. But then you could organize something which is legitimate, but still take that opportunity and steal from people. So BitClub was, I think, closed by the IRS in the US because of, I think, some, I don't know what issues they had, but we were like, oh, you know, the IRS closed it. But later on, after discovering a couple of things and even my trip coming back to Kenya this time around, I said, let me meet up with some people here, listen to what's been happening around. Plain out fraud. Nothing. That was just a plain out fraud. Mm. We should not lie to ourselves here. That was a plain out fraud. That was a clear fraud.
Clear.
So
clear.
The money, that was going like that. No Bitcoins, no nothing. At this point, when it closed.
When it closed, anybody who had anything within that company?
Yeah.
Lost everything.
Even the, did people get coins? Did it mine coins?
No, it did mine coins.
It did mine.
It did mine coins, yeah.
So you could keep that, take it out, put it in a different wallet?
You could.
Okay.
And some people did.
But me, I did not.
Some people did.
Many people did. Actually, most guys used to do it. Me, from the mining, actually, most of my money came from the mining. So I made a lot of money from mining. I bought some things. I used it. I kept it in external wallets. But at some point, when I was now in the company as a, that time was a network marketer.
Now you decided to go all in.
I went all in. I don't like that business model. It's very it's very cult-like. I can't do that business model ever again. Mm-hmm. But yes, I was all in. I didn't really practice many risk management concepts. I didn't do anything. I was just all in. So any money I get, I keep it in the platform. I use the platform. That's why everything was just in the platform. So okay. 2019, when it
exploded,
That's now when things really took a turn. In fact, I quit crypto from that point.
Mm-hmm.
Many guys don't know that, but I quit crypto in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time also, that's not all I did during the beginning of my crypto journey. I also, in 2017, invested in altcoins.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that did me quite well, actually.
Okay.
So as much as this side went like this, the altcoin side also did this. You know, it went up. But again, I didn't do it from a strategic point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Money from here, Bitcoin, the other coins. Okay, look at what happened. Let's see what this is. Another coin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bought some nice coins quite early. Kina, Mana, Decentraland, I'm sure you've heard of that.
Yeah.
You've heard about it.
Those are the gaming.
That's 2017. So that actually made me a lot of, because that was early in the day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that time I got some exponential returns. Returns like, you put in $1,000, it becomes $30,000 in like 6 months, something like that. So that's now what was happening those days. So that kind of at least helped with that.
The balancing now.
Yeah. But still, what made me also take a break from crypto is the amount of time, effort, and everything I put into that company. I was actually more sold on the company than the industry.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
And that's a mistake many people make these days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's now where I took a break. I was like, what can I do now? I'd sacrificed so much. I was like, I took a break. In fact, for a few months, I was like, I don't have anything to do with business at all. And nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Sharia too. Nothing to do with business. We just went Sharia too for a couple of months. Then now from there, we just doing some random businesses here. I did a couple of businesses here.
Mm-hmm.
Things like digital marketing, things like this here and there. But something which is very, very important in crypto is that you must have a community. Because if I didn't have that sense of community, I don't think I would have been back in crypto. So a friend of mine who we also did crypto with back in the day heard about this exclusive, very exclusive webinar in 2019. The only way you could attend this webinar is if you had an American number and you are based in a particular place and everything. So we struggled and found a way to enter that webinar. So I entered that webinar and I actually heard about crypto from a different light. Things I've done before, but then I heard about it from a different light. And that's when now I heard about this coin called Chainlink. So I was like, I have some extra cash here. Let me put in money in Chainlink. And that actually gave me quite some good returns.
Mm-hmm.
A 10x, 10, 12x in a very short period of time, 2019, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is not bad. But again, now I still continue looking at crypto as just investing. Let me get money somewhere, I invest.
Yeah.
So that was 2020. Corona hits, everything came down. Didn't do really much that time. 2020 was more of a... That was more of like a holiday for me, really. Nothing much really happened in 2020, apart from these funny businesses, masks and everything. But that's basically what happened. Then now I moved to Austria in 2020, December.
Okay.
That's now when I had the opportunity to go to Austria. And I was like, let me just see if I can find any opportunities in this other place. This new foreign place. Let me move and see what I can do when I'm there.
Okay.
So I moved to Austria. When I moved to Austria, I went to look at other things. And I just remembered, actually, I think I got into contact with you when I was in Austria through WhatsApp. I was asking for your... Sorry.
Yes.
Okay. I was asking for this book you guys had released. You guys had released a Forex book sometime back.
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
I think I asked one of you guys for a book.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, I wanted a book to be shipped to Austria because I was like, what opportunities can I do? I've already been in financial markets through crypto, so maybe I can start now with... Forex and everything.
So when you went to Australia, you just went to look for opportunities? You just went to Australia.
I just went to live.
And you decided Austria was...
Let me just go there.
Austria, and you decided Austria.
Decide Austria.
Yeah.
It's half my family had moved to Austria before.
Okay.
So I had the opportunity to go there.
So
even before I went, I could go there, but I was like, let me stay around,
Yeah.
But then now when they were about to come back, I was like, let me go and see what I can do from there. It's easier for me to enter now while they're there before they come back.
Yeah.
So I entered and I was like, let me leave here and see now what I can do over here. So I started, but when I was now about to, I was asking guys for the Forex book and looking at opportunities, studying different online opportunities, the bull market had come back.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
now in crypto.
Now this one, I can't say, I now started now, again, I went back into crypto and I saw, using the knowledge I had from experience and the things I've seen, it became quite seamless entering crypto because I kind of know how the market works. So I was now seeing, I put in money here, it goes up, I put in money here. I kind of understood how it all worked. Eh? So okay. The bull market was quite good. Mm-hmm. And from there is now when I decided, okay, let me now go full-time crypto since it's a market I fully understood. Mm-hmm. So I now went into investing into crypto, trading cryptos, and all that. That's basically what I did all over 2021. I used to host master classes in 2021 as well for private clients because I also used to do a bit of consulting when I was here before okay. I went to Austria. Mm-hmm. Actually, I've done so much in crypto because I also did arbitrage trade. I did arbitrage. I did P2P trading before Austria. Oh, okay. This is pre-Austria. So I've done everything you can think about in crypto. Crypto. I've done everything. Wow. So
the arbitrage, you're just doing trading in, out, in, out.
In, out, in, out, yes.
By selling it. Okay.
Yes, in,
this
out,
this exchange, you're selling that one.
Yeah, that one, it wasn't your holding it for some time. Immediately by the side,
sell. Arbitrage is, let's say, for example, you buy crypto from a particular exchange.
Yes.
Then now you sell it at a different exchange immediately.
At a different price.
Immediately, different price.
Yeah, you don't take time.
You don't take time. Okay. So I have I used to have my particular over-the-counter traders. I don't know if you know what that is. OTC. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I had my OTC traders. I just buy crypto from there, or rather Bitcoin from there. Then I'll sell it on local Bitcoins or Remitano. Or those places, you know. Mm. That's good money. You make good money like that. Just
rotating money.
That's rotating. So that's crypto arbitrage. Mm. P2P also was just being the barrier. People who want to enter and exit crypto, you sell to them and you buy from them. Just like that. And at a profit. So I did that also at that time before I now went to Austria. Then from there, I just now started now carrying on consulting from there online and everything during the bull markets. And pretty much that's now how I began being full-time crypto.
Okay. There. So if I may ask now, since probably that time when your dad brought you in to 2020, like how was your learning journey? How were you learning? How are you doing your research apart from the webinar? How are you choosing which coins to put money into? How was that learning? Because it's a whole new thing, you know, blockchain world. And until you put money
used to
into
go
something.
And read the white papers, all those stuff. Mm.
Okay. You talked about when my dad introduced me. Actually, he just mentioned it. He's also not into crypto. He
okay,
just mentioned it.
Mentioned. Yeah, okay.
So it's me who's full-time crypto. How did I understand how to do all these things? Pretty much experience. Let me tell you, experience is the most... I think it's the teacher which teaches you the most. Eh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the ways I made amazing money that I cannot forget how to make that money. And the ways also I lost money.
You can't forget.
Also the ways I lost money. Uh-huh. That... Okay, you know the pain of loss. I think it said a 50% loss is heavier than a 50% gain.
Definitely.
You know,
yeah.
50% loss gain. is even heavier than 100% gain.
Yeah.
So I have made a lot of wins in crypto. Actually, crypto, if I'm stuck up, there's more wins than losses, but the losses are heavy. Mm-hmm. You understand? So those heavy losses make me now understand what not to do when I'm investing in crypto. And it's very important for you to enter crypto from the point of understanding what not to do. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're able to put that arm of defense, don't do this, don't invest in these things, avoid this, avoid that, avoid this.
For example, just list some of those 5, 6, 7 things which you might say. Don't do those things.
There are a lot of things. For example, don't invest in things which give you guaranteed returns. Nothing can guarantee you returns like that. No one can predict the future of these markets. Don't invest in anything that gives you guaranteed returns. That's one. Mm-hmm. Number two.
Don't buy machines.
Do not buy machines. Mining. Mm-hmm. Avoid. Mining is a legitimate thing in the cryptocurrency space.
Yes, people do mine. Yeah?
Mining is legitimate. But 99% of anything out here, especially in Kenya, that is talking about mining is a scam. And I can confidently say
for
that.
Sure.
Mm. BitClub was actually the most elaborately constructed, planned out frauds that you were able to see. So if that one was able to do that kind of damage, when someone is telling me click this link and mine, I'm telling me that's a scam. Clear scam, you know. Many guys always send me messages. Yeah. You know, I've seen this mining thing, scam.
BTC.
No, but you know it's different. I've seen 300 of these. Mm. What makes 301 different? No, it's because you know it's they are registered like
same thing, different
try,
story.
Okay.
Different story.
Same thing, different story. So most of mining is a scam. So if that elaborately planned out scam, which was able to, by the BitClub actually, what it did is it actually built a whole lot of the crypto community. A lot of people learned about crypto because of that particular company through that.
So the network marketing spread the awareness?
It spread awareness globally.
Globally,
if you're to see the communities it built in Germany, in Russia, in Japan, in Africa, it could actually shift the markets. That's how
big
it was.
If they were doing the right thing, they had nailed it.
They had nailed it. It could shift the market. You could see how whatever they were doing could actually even move the price of coins. That's how big they became.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
How much did the scam go down with?
It went down with about, not so much. In crypto, this is not much money, but $722 million. I don't think that's much in crypto.
About a billion.
Yeah.
About a billion, not much. The biggest scam in crypto was a coin which actually...
One coin.
Exactly.
So you know Terra, it very
well. One coin.
So Terra?
No, Terra. One coin
Terra was
big.
Terra was really a scam.
No, Terra was like...
One coin went down.
One coin.
That was back there in 2016. You know, here in Kenya, 2016, that was the time the...
It was huge.
You know now the scams which are around the market right now, are these tiny ones. Click this link. This small scams here you can avoid. Even by, if you just think a few
kidogo
seconds.
Kidogo too.
Fikiria tu kidogo in scam, you know.
Friends.
Think a bit, you're like, link, from who? This clear scam. But back then they were very well elaborate. Kina OneCoin.
Mm-hmm.
Again, OneCoin also did lots of volumes. I think they stole about, it's over $30 billion.
What was OneCoin? I don't know that one.
OneCoin, the one which was run by a lady.
Oh, the exactly. lady. Yeah. The Mwindi.
Okay. That Mwindi was not for Beat Club.
No, it was
OneCoin. OneCoin. OneCoin was the one to change the world.
I remember.
OneCoin, One World, One Beat Club concert.
Exactly.
Concert bigger than even Izzy Kina Drake.
David Guetta was coming, bro.
This guy is celebrating every concert.
I remember. The one who changed her face after.
Exactly. No one knows where she is. So she, I think, went down with 30 billion. Ashikwa decided.
Satoshi.
So okay, that one was, I think, about over 30 billion. How much it was? About 30 billion?
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, OneCoin, gone. Till today, guys are still investing in OneCoin, but gone. Completely.
Till today, people are buying.
Crypto is funny, my friend. Crypto is very funny.
It's all market.
It's all market. It's quite funny. But she disappeared. That's the biggest cryptocurrency scam.
Yeah.
Bit Club is not, has not taken much in terms of. Losses, because it wasn't like it's a fraud. Let me say it's a fraud, not a scam. No scams are clear out from the beginning. I'm stealing money from you. There's no product. I'm stealing money from you. But Bit Club, they invested so much into machines
good
and
point,
making it look
point.
Legit and seminars and governments and talking to people, you know. So it actually seemed very legit. That's why it hurt many people as well. And also, it didn't really leave with so much money. But from the scratch, if there's no product, you'll steal billions very easily. Just. Take billions like this and it's gone, you know. So that's what it was. I think I might have forgotten what you had asked.
He was asking about how you learned. So you just learned
how
experience.
Just from experience. Experience is what actually gave me most of my lessons. So, you know, experience. If you know how not to lose money. Again, I've done everything in crypto. I have made money in all ways in crypto and I have lost money in all ways in crypto. So after knowing that, I can tell you what not to do and what to do. Coupled up with a couple of reading here and there, but that's not really helped me much. Research here and there. Also networking with people, just looking at people in the industry also kind of helped me learn a couple of things. Because again, I may be strong in some areas, but some areas which I'm slightly weaker in, I know people who are strong in that area.
Okay.
You know, so just having such people, community around me like that, that's how I kind of learned, how I get my knowledge. When it comes to coins, that's what you asked. When it comes to specific coins,
mm-hmm.
That depends on a lot. People think coins you just get like this. People think a coin you just go coin market cap, you scroll here, choose this coin, put money in. But it takes a lot for you to actually analyze a coin. Eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doing research is heavy. White paper, team behind it, community behind it. How is the technology behind this coin doing? How will it? How is the economics of the token created? Because I'm sure maybe you guys know how Bitcoin is. You know, the halving and the 21 million and everything. Each coin has its own.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, it's called the economics of the token.
It's called the economics of the token, but in crypto we call it tokenomics. So you combine token plus economics, tokenomics.
Okay.
Makes sense.
So that's basically what you look at. You see, with Bitcoin, it's done very well for it. You know, the 21 million and everything. It's done quite well for it. But different tokens have... different tokenomics. You can call it tokenomics and distribution because they also have to be distributed in some way. Mm-hmm. With Bitcoin, it's 21 million. Every 4 years, the supply is cut down by half and the money which comes out from the mining is given to the people who are mining. And then now them paying for things and fees is basically how it's coming into the market.
Okay.
That is with Bitcoin.
When is the next halving?
In less than 60 days.
This year?
This year, less than 60 days. Okay. Which brings...
Right now when you mine, you get 12.5 or 6.25?
Right now if you mine, you get 6.25.
6.25. So we're halving that to 3.25.
So 3.125.
Okay.
That is the next halving now.
So...
And that's the next halving, 3.125. So different coins have that. And still, even after having all those things in check, you must check if this particular coin will capture the market demand.
Okay.
That's very, very important. Well, people look at supply without demand. Oh, this coin, it only has 20 million coins. Okay, cool. But where should I get your coin? Where should I use your coin? Also, a lot of things in the crypto space, so many things are being built. You know, coins could decide to, you know, we want to solve world hunger through this coin and everything. And, you know, why do we need a coin for what? What's the coin going to do if I'm going to solve world hunger? What's the point of the coin? You understand?
Yeah.
So there's so much that you need to do for you to actually understand which coin will actually make it and which one won't make it. And unfortunately, with time, it gets harder and harder for you to actually get those legitimate coins because right now there are 15,000 coins. You're not even at the top of the bull market. I predict maybe we'll have 30,000 coins this time around.
Yeah.
2017, it was easy. It's like the 20,000.
So most new coins come in a bull market.
That's what I was about to
bull market coins is easy.
Hey, most
I think coins. Most ICOs.
That's why I've been pressuring people.
Mm-hmm.
If someone has been following me for the last couple of years, I've been pressuring people. The best time to get in is now when the market is... like this. The legitimate projects are building in 2022 and 2023. 2024 also, you'll be able to get the good opportunities. But if you're entering 2024 and 2025, anybody's getting a coin. We can actually create a coin in 10 minutes. It's that easy to create a coin. It's easy. 10 minutes. Go copy a code here. Go pick Ethereum, copy it, paste over here.
Create a coin. Network.
Yeah, it's very easy. 10, 15 minutes. You can even make it now. It's so easy making a coin. Anyone can make a coin. So what happens is that?
So if you're saying now in the quiet time, which is true, in the news, Bloomberg, you're not seeing people talk. No one is talking about cryptos that much.
Exactly.
And you're saying a lot of things are now being worked on. So how does someone find them? How do you find those ones? Those ones that are being worked on? Because those are the ones you're talking about. There's the major ones. There's the Bitcoins and the rest. But those are the ones you're talking about. How do you find them?
That now requires a bit of effort on your end. You have to network with people in the crypto space, and then also you have to just be on Twitter. Twitter is very informative resource when it comes to crypto. Twitter is very informative. Even more than CoinDesk and these news places, WatcherGuru, Twitter is very informative. But also beyond Twitter, you need to also network with people. And the best time to network is during a bear market. Crypto is the one space where interacting with founders and CEOs is so simple. Telegram group, you can interact with the CEO of this particular project. Right. So it's very open source. It's very easy to interact with people. You know, crypto kind of creates that open environment for guys to interact. So that's what I'm saying. It's very good. It's very easy to network and do all those things within a bear market when things are quiet. If anything, actually, that's the time even the founders and the people or the community are looking for people. You know, I always say crypto was not created to make you money. Crypto was created to be used. The people who make money from crypto are the ones who adopt it early. You see, Bitcoin was not created that this is a coin that's going to make you money. Bitcoin was created for the sole purpose of, you know, just to kind of correct the shortcomings of the current financial system. Ethereum was created to now add on to the financial services layer. Now, you know, if Bitcoin is money, how are you going to access financial services, earning interest, you know, loans and all the services you get from institutions. Ethereum has come to do that. Some NFTs have come to do other things as well, you see. So this technology was actually created to be used. The people who kind of enter early are the ones now who benefit from that. Bitcoin let's say for example, right now the narrative behind Bitcoin is digital gold. But right now it's a very tiny asset. It's $1 trillion.
Yeah.
Gold is about 13 trillion. Yeah. So for it to hit 13 trillion, there's definitely going to be a very big increase for you to get there.
Yeah.
But once Bitcoin now hits the valuation of what it's actually meant to be, once it hits that valuation, it's just going to be a stable asset. Moving, if you come a KCB stock.
Okay.
Don't do much.
Don't do much. And that's not what it's meant to do. That's not what it's meant to be. This volatility is just for now while it's new. People are still trying to understand what is Bitcoin. Oh, Bitcoin is a good thing. Oh, China's banned it. Oh, you know, that's the volatility that's there, which personally me, I love. I don't know why, I don't find it a risk. I love the volatility.
True.
It gives me good money.
It gives you a good opportunity.
Good opportunity is good money. Sure. But the volatility is just because of the nature of how early the market is, you know. That's basically it. But yeah, it takes a lot trying to look into these coins.
So now, since you're talking about something that went up, went down, volatility, it's good also to talk about NFTs.
Yes.
Volatility there NFTs. Was crazy. No volatility, the volatility, the hype, the... Like you're saying, we can just wake up and create an NFT or create a coin. Mm. So, what you I'm not personally that big into the NFTs and all that. So, I know about them. But what does this NFTs, non-fungible tokens, yes. Mm. What, tell us anything about them. What's going on right now? It used to be hot. This is totally quiet.
Okay. As I explained NFTs, I'll explain briefly the bull market, how the bull markets work. There are two parts of the bull market each cycle. There is the first part, which is immediately after the halving as the market is going up. That is the most serious part of the bull market, where you're seeing now, you know, the serious assets going up, Bitcoin, Ethereum, all crypto is, you know, changing the world and this blockchain technology. Then there's the final part of the bull market, which is now the degenerate part, where anything is going, you know, create a picture, $10 million. That's now the last part of the bull market before now. Before it goes down. You know, that's the last part. And it will happen again this time around. Mm-hmm. The serious part of the bull market right now is this 2024 season. I will tell you guys, you'll see crazy things in 2025. Things you can't even imagine. You see cats here going worth how many millions of dollars, you know. So that's what usually happens. So with NFTs.
So just on that point, as you continue to NFTs, right now Bitcoin's at 50 G's. Last bull market reached around
69,000.
Thank you for correcting me. So you're still saying where we are is still quiet.
It's still quiet.
Yeah, it's not
like
new highs.
People have not even figured 50, out.
50,000 is cheap, I'm telling you. Yeah. 50,000 Bitcoin is very cheap, I'm telling you. You know, as human beings, we tend not to see things exponentially.
True, true. Mm.
When I got Bitcoin at $400, people are like, hey, it's too much, too expensive. That money,
I don't know. I remember we've seen it even at 1700.
Even 1700, you're like, it's expensive. It's too much money.
True.
50,000, you wish even now you get it even at $6,000. You wish. You're like, you know.
If it comes back, I'll buy.
If it comes back, I'll buy. That's how it is. Even now at 50K, it's cheap. Bitcoin will hit those other highs later. So 50,000, also at the particular stage you're in right now, still quite cheap. So with NFTs, what happened is that it came at a time when there was so much speculation and so much hype. And at that point of the bull market, it's a very risky time to enter. I also entered some NFTs, but not really from the point of investing in it, more or less for my clients because they wanted to understand what this thing actually is. Mm-hmm. So when my clients pay me, a bit of that money goes into, there's a fund I have for experimenting for them on their behalf. You see,
they don't want to experiment.
They don't want to experiment. That's my job. So I experiment. I see this NFT here. How is it working? This one does well. This one does well. So that's when I also get information which I can give them to learn also on their behalf. So Mimi, I go. Chomeke, I go. I lead by example. Then now from there, this is good. This is bad. Uh-huh. Then now from there, they can take those lessons, or rather, I can give them now the best advice. Information, best advice from that, or the best. I can give them the better recommendations from that. So NFTs are legitimate, yes, and they will come back, and they're here to stay. Because NFTs, in simple terms, they are digital property rights. You understand?
Yeah.
It's a way for you to verify that something is yours online. So if you decide you want to, let's say, for example, charge your clients, you can actually charge them through, or rather a membership fee, you can create NFTs on the blockchain, and then now you are able to sell it to your clients and all that, They don't have to pay cash. You can give them NFTs, and that NFT will show that they're a member of, let's say, Financial Hub, for example. And that NFT could be resold. Now, if someone, let's say, wants to become a member of a Financial Hub and someone wants to exit, they can sell that NFT to this person, and also now the valuation is this could be, there could be a base valuation, but also the value could increase. Let's say, for example, you guys become a very something which is very, very highly demanded in this market.
Mm-hmm.
So that means also the value of your NFT will also go up. You understand?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the digital property rights basically shows that. It's just like a digital ID, something like that.
Okay.
So NFTs will be used for things like ticketing, you know, concerts or events, you know. You can just use ticketing so that you can verify that this is actually a legitimate ticket. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, so you can't verify.
Do they run on the Ethereum network?
There's so many networks nowadays. Okay, okay. Yeah. There's like 50. There's Ethereum, there's Solana, there's Cardano, there is all of them.
So.
But... So these NFTs will not be able for you to verify that something is actually yours. So that kind of just brought a lot of speculation. Or Tory Lanez created a whole album in NFTs.
NFTs.
Since it is his, you know how guys usually pay so much money for something which is directly from someone. So for Tory Lanez's album, wow, you know, this is he created it. So I'm going to pay a lot of money for that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Same way guys pay for art, same way guys pay for these CDs, these records from these people. That's just basically it, but a digital version.
Mm-hmm.
Also with NFTs, you're able to program them to pay you as the person who's created it. So for example, again, let's say you're an artist, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, if you have a piece of art, Okuza Emenda.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you can't verify. There'll also be many fake copies created. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But then with an NFT, you can verify on the blockchain that it's actually an NFT. And first of all, you can verify that it is yours. That's
the creator.
Secondly, as a creator, you can program the NFT to be paying you dividends.
Yeah, royalties.
Royalties.
Yeah.
So you can do that.
You can do that, yeah. So for example, now you sell an art piece.
Mm-hmm.
If, let's say, whoever resells it out there, you can put 10% commission on your end. So if it's resold there many times, 10% will forever
just
come to you.
To you.
Yeah. So you're whatever forever price. Going to, whatever price. If someone sells your art piece at, I don't know, you see these monkeys which are going for $500,000 and all that. Those guys are making money from the commissions because, you know, they're being resold here, crazy prices. They steal some money. Royalties they're earning from those monkeys, you understand?
Yeah.
So that is basically why NFTs became quite popular back in the day. That's why people wanted to create their own NFTs for their own platforms. Now, let's go to the crazy valuation. We talked about the monkeys and everything. That is going to come back, I think. I think that hype will still come back,
mm-hmm.
probably in 2024, 2025, because I can see some buzz in crypto around NFTs and it's beginning to slowly come back.
Mm-hmm.
So it may come back into 2025, but I don't think that's very sustainable. And personally, I wouldn't recommend. Okay, I don't think Kenya was going to know a picture of 100 million of a monkey.
Yeah, sure.
You know, you can buy some apartment somewhere. You don't have to buy, you know, that's not... I don't think also us Africans, we really invest in so many of these. Many of them are not fans of putting so much money in art. You know, buy Shamba and all these things, you understand?
Mm.
So it'll come back, definitely. I think the hype will come back because that's just the nature of crypto. But again, in the long term, by the end of the decade, I think it'll now move towards it being what it was meant to be, digital property rights. I think that's how it will now, the speculation will now come down.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay.
You know, do that, yeah.
So,
you can go ahead.
So on that, you've mentioned the coins, the NFTs, mm-hmm. and when you're introducing yourself, you say you do the crypto and you have a business around it.
Mm.
So what's that? What business do you have around cryptos?
My business is basically, I help people make money with crypto. Let me explain how that works. So there's two kinds of people who talk about crypto in Africa, and even particularly here in our Kenyan market. I live in Vienna, yes, mm-hmm. but again, you guys think I'm there for a reason. I just live there. That's what I do. Even my friends there, I don't even talk about crypto. I just live there.
Citizenship there?
No, I don't.
Okay. So Austria allows that? You can just live? I know most really, countries people go, difficult. You have to get a job. Okay, so.
It's difficult. You have to get a job or study or all that stuff. It's very difficult. Even me, I was like, I'm going to do it to Nyumbani. But I was like, no. Actually, one of my plans is I want to get access there through, you know, you can have access in foreign countries maybe by owning an asset there or something like that. That's one of my goals, just to have something there so I can have easy access in, out. That's one of the things I'm working towards. But again, I don't do much crypto. Everything I do is for this market here. Because
the Kenyan market.
Kenyan, Africa at large, but mostly Kenyan, East Africa. Why? Because there are two types of people who talk about crypto mm-hmm. in this market. Number one is the people who are talking about the technology. And number two is the people who are talking about how to make money from crypto. Now, the tech people talk about technology, blockchain technology, the future, you know, it's going to do all these things. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Very legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
Who's talking about how to make money?
Scammers.
Now, me as the common Kenyan, do I want to hear about technology or do I want to hear about how to make money?
Money.
I want to hear about money. And that's why if you go to a tech conference here, there are so many tech conferences happening in Nairobi. And
I saw you at one.
Oh, that's one even with her. We're together. I'm pointing.
When was that?
2 days ago? 3 days ago? On Monday.
At
ABC. I'm not online this day. So
there's a coin called the XLM, Stella. I don't know if you guys have heard about
XLM. Stella, yes.
They had a community meetup here in Nairobi, somewhere in Westlands. I went to that. It's, I've not been around the country for 3 years and I've seen it. They happen very often. Mm. Yeah. Tech meetups, all these things, talking about how they're building so many things in blockchain, developers and everything. Me, Monenchi, you don't want to hear that. Me want to hear money.
Yeah.
So I'll go to town in that current hotel there where you're talking about how I can make $100 and into 400K. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where I can turn my 100K into 10 million, I will go there so I can see how to make money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You see, that's now what was really... That's not the disparity between both sides. So I decided, you know what, the best thing for me to do is just to help people understand how to make money from crypto. And that is why I founded my brand and my organization. And from that way, from helping people make money, it will also grow the crypto space. Because again, these tech people, yeah, they're building very nice solutions, very good things, but they're not going to be used.
Mm-hmm.
No one is using them.
Yeah.
I always say to my people, me, I don't invest in African crypto startups. Because since I started in 2016, 2017, 100% of them have failed. 100%. Back then, there were so many exchanges started here, so many CG coins, so many projects started here. All of them gone.
Caleb, which ones were there in Kenya? There was this guy who formed one in Kenya and we saw it coming.
Nurucoin.
Nurucoin. Did you have that one, Jerry?
Funny enough, yeah. I know Nurucoin. I know I've heard of Nurucoin. There's so many coins here. Nurucoin, Skenny coin. There's a new one I saw here being promoted by very big people. Yeah. I saw even MC Jesse was there. Which coin is? Not Worldcoin. It's a funny one. There's so many local coins here.
Oh, there? I just remember from Nurucoin.
It's like they're based in hotels.
I thought it's only Nurucoin.
Akula Nurucoin is Sujui Africoin, Sujui Kenny coin. There was... Coins are everywhere, I'm telling you. 10 minutes.
Mm. Everywhere. You have your coin.
You have your coin. So coins are everywhere. Coins you can make out of nowhere. Red flag. If a coin, because the Kenyan coins like promising, this is the next Bitcoin. If you hear someone say this is the next Bitcoin, run away. It doesn't matter. There is no such thing as the next Bitcoin. No other coin out of all 15,000
like
coins.
This is the next gold.
Exactly.
Gold.
Cannot start in Kenya.
Not in a bad
Let's
way.
Be honest.
It cannot start in Kenya.
It can't start here.
Out of all the 14,999 coins, Bitcoin is the most unique coin. Nothing will replace Bitcoin. They cannot be the next Bitcoin. Ethereum, you can copy Ethereum, you can copy Solana. Those ones you can, those are different. But Bitcoin cannot be replicated. So there is no
Bitcoin is not open source. Is it open source?
It is.
But it can't be replicated.
It can't be replicated simply because of, you're looking at it from the tech point of view.
Yeah.
Look at also from the demand point of view. The
yeah, for
community,
the demand, I know.
Everything else it can't. Also the fact that Satoshi is not known already, is anonymous and everything. All those things, all the factors behind Bitcoin is what makes it Bitcoin. That's why these guys at the beginning, banks were like, oh, Bitcoin is bad. You don't avoid Bitcoin. And now they're adopting it because they realize Bitcoin cannot be stopped, you know. The rest is a chance. You can hope that you can stop Ethereum. You know, take Vitalik or the CEO. Talk to him. Bitcoin cannot be stopped. You know, who's Satoshi? Nobody knows. So that's what's unique about Bitcoin. That's why institutions like BlackRock, very big ones, are now.
What's the effect of that in the market?
Effect of what?
Institutionalization of coins. Because like BlackRock have started going in, like you're saying. Galaxy Digital, which is also a big institution, is going in. PTJ started buying Bitcoin. You know, they don't buy Stellar, they don't buy Cardano, they buy Bitcoin only.
Yeah.
And
the Bitcoin
Woods,
Tesla, Cathie Woods. There's about 11 ETFs in America, Vanguard, all of them, they all came into Bitcoin. The effect it'll have, I actually said this from 2021 during the bull market. You see me, I like looking ahead. I like looking at the market from a macro point of view. So during the bull market last year, I was telling guys, make your money but exit, because you need that money for you to now make the exponential returns in 2025. I was telling guys that in 2021. So in my groups and the guys I was talking to, I was sounding like I'm crazy. Bitcoin is 50, 55, 60, 60. I'm guys, who's the key to sell? Mm-hmm. It's time now to prepare for the bear market.
Yeah.
Prepare for the bear market, because this will be a very harsh bear market. Mm-hmm. It's going to be tough. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to be tough. It's going to be crazy. And that's why people in my community are not scared. They see, if Texas collapsed, time to go in. You know, they see Terra Luna and Medachini, no problem. BlockFi is down. We're investing heavily. We are happy. You see?
Yeah.
Because, you know, if I'm a very realistic person, I scare people before the market scares you. You know, if
which
I scare
is,
you,
which is good. It's the reality.
It's the reality. Yeah. If I scare you before the market, then you're
baked into your expectations.
You know, it's like training. You know, you're there training for a match. You know, you're training megongo. Now you're tough. You can handle a serious match. You know. So even if I am able to train you in that sense, I scare you before the market. I was like, this is going to be a tough bear market. It's going to be bad because I experienced 2017. Seeing 20k go, I've seen one of my wallets had 2 million go down to 80k.
Wow, that's.
You know, no, so 2
which
million.
Is true. It can happen.
It can happen. So I had 2 million in one wallet. It went down to 80,000 Kenya shillings.
You're just holding.
I was holding. You know, so I was like.
At 1.5, oh, kwamwa, eh, wamechukua.
So this is the experience you're talking about.
So I'm telling you, when I teach people things, I tell them things, I know what I'm saying. You know, I know.
You felt it.
Take your profits. Don't do this. You know, everything I'm telling you, everything you guys are reading about, I've experienced. Yeah. So I know all these things. Eh? So. I saw a wallet move from 2 million to 80,000. 80k, I just go,
cut your loss.
But I didn't sell it, and I also was able to realize the gains again back in 2021. Because again, one of the coins was Mana, which did quite well.
So it was just a function of time.
Just a function of time. You know, there's unrealized losses. So that was...
Yes.
That was unrealized. It came to me, but it was unrealized. So I'm lucky I didn't get tempted to sell 80k. You know, I was thinking, 80k. I would have been like, Nitoi kitu, it can go to zero. I'm only Nitoi tu yote. Then 22, you see it's gone back up to, you know. So I was just like, 80, what I kai to? 80. Yeah.
It a panda too.
I forgot about it. Then I saw it again later in 2021. So, refresh me again.
The business, you're saying.
Oh, yeah. So I was just saying.
Money.
I'm not coming at the angle of, for me to help the crypto community grow, because crypto has actually done so well for me, and I can't imagine doing anything apart from crypto. For me to give back to the crypto community and for me to help these people stop losing money, I now have to show people how to make money, and that is my business.
How do you do it? How is the process? Let's say I want to make money from crypto.
How can we join? Like, the
whole
process from joining.
Like, us want to make money.
Yes. Money from crypto.
Yeah. Dagi wants to make money yes. now.
Okay, what is the process? What happens is, you guys understand that most people lose money in crypto.
Yeah.
Most people lose money in crypto.
In many businesses.
All financial
like in crypto, my friends. I know. Markets. People lose money in business, in investment, everything. In everything. But guys, the loss you can make in crypto is not like any other business.
It's very quick.
The same way, also the returns you can make in crypto is not like any other business. So, you know, there's always an equal and opposite force. So if crypto can give you 100x, imagine the loss you have in crypto.
90% loss.
Yeah. You know, 90% loss, 100% loss. You know, you guys also, your market is quite volatile. People can make losses in your market.
Yeah, true.
Because you guys are very close to us. Same thing, almost. Yeah. But then crypto.
We've actually done a lot of crypto investments also. Us. So you also feel it.
You feel it, You can see the way it moves like this.
You can see it like this.
You can't bull market on the land. You know, bull market, you know. It's like that. Bull market is
a coin Ken bought at 105 because G-shilling it.
See, that's
Honestly, we tried. And that time, by time he's buying, or you were buying, it was already down 50%.
So I bought
a
discount.
This is a discounted price. Kume, that 50% is 100%.
I don't mind if it's your money. Unrealized losses.
So that one now goes 90%.
Unrealized losses.
I still have them.
Yeah, true.
I still have them.
Yeah, we bend. So it's very common, though. It's very common.
Yeah.
You see, understanding crypto is different. Some coins, you can look at them go 90%. You're like, this one, in fact, I'm going to add some money. Most of them will go down 90%. So how? Imenda.
It won't come back.
It's not going. It's not coming back. And most people, the coins are not coming back.
Time before they'll take time.
Before they die. They die slowly, but slowly they die. It's not
because basically most of these coins are companies, then. Right?
Yeah, they're almost just companies, most of them trying to build things. So go down, Nakufa, it's gone.
From us buying these coins, these companies make revenue, generate revenues from that.
Yeah, they can generate revenue from that. There is these companies are again tokenomics. In Bitcoin, fun fact, Satoshi Nakamoto owns the first 1 million Bitcoins.
The first 1 million. First 1 million mined.
Yeah, mined. The first 1 million, I think it's called Genesis Block. The first 1 million is owned by Satoshi in his wallet.
Okay.
So you see, that's how he created it and everything, you know. So this is a coin which is created by these funny CEOs. They can also put themselves, okay, the team will have 15% of the coin, 10% marketing. So they have the coins. So obviously, when the coin goes up in value, they have some revenue there from the value of the coin.
Yeah, that would, I don't know, but I'm not sure. That's what Triple also did. I think Triple have couple for their
Ripple
homes.
Ripple have a couple, yeah. All of them have. Okay. All of them have. Yeah. All of
Ripple
them
see their tokenomics is a billion coins or something.
Simbaya, like a billion Simbaya. Simbaya. It just depends on... A lot of guys look again too much at the supply side, but also look at the demand side. Demand is...
quite good.
Quite good. You know, many guys think if a coin is $3, a coin which is $10,000 could go 15x, and a coin which is $3 will only go 50% and not beyond that. People look tend to look at price so much as opposed to the tokenomics value. And the value and the market cap.
They just look any cheap.
Any cheap.
It has a afford.
It has a afford. Any 60 cents. Like half a day, 5K. You know, you can put 5K in a coin which is number 135, and that coin is $500, and that coin will go to 50,000, 100x. And you can put in a coin number 4 there, Ripple, which since 2017 has done nothing for the last couple of years, nothing. You put in their money, you get frustrated, you've waited, thinking it's cheap. You're seeing coins down here going 10x, you're seeing Ripple is still there moving from $1 to $1.05, you're tired, you understand? Mm-hmm. There's so many factors you need to look into when it comes to investing in these coins, you know. But, so I was telling you how I help people. So I was talking about how most people lose money in crypto. So most people lose money in crypto, and 80% of that is actually your fault as the person who's investing. Mm-hmm. You see, it is not the risk of the asset class, it is the risk of the person. As much as me, I talk about here, I made money in crypto, I lost money in crypto, any loss I've taken is my fault. Mm. It's not the industry's fault. Oh, I didn't do research in this coin, Amanda. Oh, I didn't take profits early enough. That is me. Yeah. It's not the industry. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not the market. It's one which taught me. So, you know, I didn't take profit enough. Oh, I put in too much money inside the, let's say, for example, in that particular platform, which is why, you know, I put too much money in the platform, BitClub, for example. I put in too much money in that platform. I didn't diversify the wallet. That is my fault. You know, so 80% of the problems is basically most people's fault. Okay. And how can people cater for this? You actually don't need me to do this. Eh? Mm-hmm. This is just a service I offer for people, but you don't need me. For you to succeed in crypto and for you to make money efficiently in crypto, you must invest heavily into four things. Number one, you must invest a good amount of your time. Crypto is time consuming. You must invest a good amount of your time. Number two, you must invest a good amount of money. And let me again emphasize on that. Many people are trying to enter small cheap things, which is ends up being expensive. Like a 5K up a coin link. Imeenda. 10K kwa hii link imeenda. 10K Telegram group is gone. Overall, you've spent 200K in useless things, you know. Mm-hmm. So you must be ready to invest a good amount of money in the market. Because again, the lower you plan on investing, the more you enter with a gambler's mentality.
True.
You know, you're entering... So the quicker you 5K mali into spot pesa, you're thinking like you're gambling. That's not crypto. Crypto is a legitimate business that... BlackRock is not gambling.
Definitely.
It's a legitimate business. So you have to enter it like a legitimate business if you want to make that money. So invest a good amount of money. Number three, invest heavily into research. That is very, very important. You must research on what you're doing. And number four, you must consistently be involved in the market. If you're able to put to invest in those four, you're okay.
Good.
You're good. All mistakes come from you lacking those four. Now, many people don't have the conviction or the heart or the time or the everything to do all those things, which is now why they come to me for assistance and all that. So I just help guys do all those things through the resources we provide. For example, I give guys research reports on investments. So I conduct research, me and a team of people, we conduct research on the different coins in the market. So the market has 15,000 coins. Definitely, many people are... Why guys lose money is because they want to do things quickly, shortcut and everything. Mm-hmm. So the best shortcut I can give you is these things I've provided. Research, that's number one. So I give guys research on particular coins.
So you do
it
for free or you sell the research?
No, it's charged. Private it's all community. Charged. It's all one package. Okay. All of it is all, it's all one package. Because courses don't work, masterclasses don't work. You know, because I actually genuinely, my vision is to help people make money from crypto because the only way crypto will move to the next step is if people make money from crypto.
Yeah.
If someone is creating a crypto product or wallet or something here, why will this guy use this thing? The only way this person will use this particular thing being built in crypto is if they have made money in crypto.
Yeah.
That's how you will build conviction, like me. You see me, I'm very bullish on crypto. You build conviction if you make money. Otherwise, if you're creating a product without guys making money, then it's not going to be used. So that money aspect is what people want in the market, you know. So I package the research. I package also educational content because I believe education is very important. People need to understand how these things work. The different layers of crypto, the different ways on how you can make money in crypto. So I have all that there. So everything, trading, investing, DeFi, NFTs, GameFi, AI, all that. We'll have that. It's all there provided for you. Number three, regular live sessions. Oops. I come live with people regularly. All is good, eh?
Yeah.
So there's regular live sessions where now I just come live with people regular, where guys can inquire, ask their questions, blah, 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 all that. And number four, which is very, very solid, it's actually a very, very important aspect of why I actually remain in crypto, which is community. So I give guys a very solid community of people who are just beginners and people who have been in the space long enough. Because again, I've been in crypto long enough to know very many people in crypto, the right networks, mm-hmm. the wrong people to avoid. And I know people who are better than me in some areas. It's not me who does all everything on my own. Eh? Mm-hmm.
It's a team.
It's a team. So me, I know my area is getting into coins early and cashing out. That's my area is midterm investments. Midterm, long-term, that's my area. And I know how to do research fundamentals. That's my area. That one, I don't know anyone who's beaten me there. But when it comes to, let's say, day trading, swing trading, and all that stuff, these people are better than me. So I now put all those people in a community, and now people can now learn from all those people. So the aspect mm-hmm. of community, which will kind of build that conviction, the aspect of research, which we kind of, the best you can do is provide research, which will shorten down, which will reduce the number of coins you have to go through. See, actually, now you go 15,000. Maybe now you look through the ones provided and then use that to guide you on what to look into. Yeah?
Starting point.
Starting point is very, very important. Regular live sessions will help with consistency. That's mm-hmm. very, very important. Consistency is very, very important. Which is an aspect. Educational content is important for you to understand the market, because the person who makes the most money in crypto is the one who understands the market. You understand?
For sure.
The one who understands the market and the one who acts the fastest is the one who will make the most money. So that educational part of it is very, very, very important. And we have an online portal where we give guys all that information in an organized way. And that is something which is very, very underestimated. A lot of guys also end up missing out on crypto because it's not organized. You know, mm-hmm. crypto is very simple. Crypto is so simple. It's simpler than anything you can do out here. It's so simple. The problem is people get to understand crypto from what they see at the moment. So if someone heard about crypto in 2021, you're seeing a picture of a monkey going for $2 million. You're confused. You're like, I thought Bitcoin is money. Now it's a monkey. Now, you know, you're so confused, you know. Yeah. So having information placed in an organized way, you understand from issues of money, to Bitcoin, to altcoins, to decentralized finance, to NFTs, to the metaverse, to pole pole. If you're able to understand all these things properly, crypto is a very simple thing. So that's basically what I do. People can do it for themselves if they just do those four things, which I know many people do not have time to do because they're working or they're doing whatever. That's why now I created that resource hub for guys to now be able to understand all these things.
So how does someone join if I want to?
They can just connect with me on www.thedigitalmoney.co. Send me a message.
The digital money. Okay.
.co. Or I'm on Instagram, TheRealJBO. But the best place is thedigitalmoney.co. That's how you can connect with me.
Okay. Nice. So, link it up. In crypto, because you're saying a lot of things, what you're saying in crypto resonate with what we do in Forex. Small amount of money, come with $100, you want to trade that, you have a gambler's mentality. If you make a 10% return, which is a lot.
It's a lot.
10% is a lot. 10% on $100, that's $10. You know, so it's like, easy. We need to find a way to triple.
When you come in with $100, you want to make $2,000. You're trying to put it like, you know, like you're putting some bets, sports bets even. You put high leverage, I don't know what, you know. But the guys actually, you know, 10% is very big.
Yeah.
If you come in with a good volume, a good amount of money, you can slowly by slowly grow your portfolio. Exactly. Slowly by slowly. And the thing is, people don't realize it. Day one in a Kandogo, day two in a Kandogo, day 50, day 100, day 200, day 300, you've built something. You know, it adds
substantial,
up.
Substantial.
Substantial, you know. So many people want to enter quick and exit quick. Or they want to, enter. I don't think exit quick because when people make money, they don't exit. But they just want to enter quick. You know, $100. Yeah. So, how much can I make from this next week? Like, next week, man.
That's not an investment.
That's not an investment. Next week.
Because as we deal with a lot of those people, what do you tell those people? Someone comes and says, "Ine zanlipa kila month," if you get such people.
I get such people, but I'm quite ruthless on how I interact with such people, because there's some people, if someone genuinely only has $50, I will help that person. Invest. Because if that person genuinely has $50 any return they will make from investing that $50 will make a very big change to
their
them.
Life.
You understand? Mm-hmm. But if it's someone here, I see them spending $80K in a weekend, they're telling me you want to put in $100, I tell you, eno kule nyama na yo pesa. Don't, you know, you can't, you know, you have to treat it like an investment. Yeah. You know? So it depends on who I'm talking to. So if I see somebody can actually, genuinely all they can afford is $50, then I will help that person. And I know that person can generally afford $50. Mm-hmm. Many of them, you know, you can't have an iPhone and you afford $50 and it's $3K you want to invest and you have an iPhone.
$3K.
You understand?
Your priorities are upside down.
They're upside down. You know, they're upside down. So it depends on who I'm talking to. But if that's what you can afford, I'll help you. There's a way I know how I talk to you. $50, I'll just... You know, I'll open a wallet for you, put in some money for you there. Then from there, I'll still tell you to work on whatever you're doing. Because again, I tell people, I don't recommend people to enter crypto as full-time entrepreneurs like me. And that is something that really, mm-hmm. I realized when I was in that company again. I'm telling you, I learned a lot of lessons. Eh?
From Bit Club.
You see that network marketing model, mm-hmm. they operate like a cult. You understand? Uza ikitu, uza. They must enter Bitcoin, become quit your job, enter this thing. That's a very bad thing. Eh? Mm-hmm. So I do not recommend actually anybody to exit whatever they're doing to enter crypto. In fact, keep on doing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. In fact, in 2022, when it was a bear market, I used to have Instagram live sessions pushing people against entrepreneurship. Not even for entrepreneurship, against entrepreneurship. Because many people think entrepreneurship is something all bubbly. Oh, yeah, let me start a business.
There's money.
Mm. I said, there's money here. Nianze biashara hivi. Next week, I'm going to be a millionaire and I'm rich. Hey, entrepreneurship is difficult. It's the hardest profession.
True.
You know, business and entrepreneurship. 50 Cent said that it's easier being on the streets than doing business. You know, he said the business world is more ruthless than being on the streets. You understand?
Sure.
So people don't see it from that. They don't see it from that angle. They think business is all flowers and roses and everything. So I was telling guys, do you really want to be an entrepreneur? Is that what you really want? So from my Instagram live sessions, I challenged my viewers and all those people, even my friends in real life. My friends in real life, some thought they wanted to be entrepreneurs. Until we had our talk and then...
they decided they don't want again.
That's what I want. I'm ready for that. That battle is my battle. I'm ready.
Okay.
But most people, they would want to be either... They fit better in employment or intrapreneurs. You know, maybe being part of a company, you know, working within a company, but you can still kind of coordinate yourself within a company. Things like that, but... I was working against that. So what I was saying is in crypto, what you need to do is, if you're able to eliminate these two things, you'll also do well in crypto. Mm-hmm. Enter crypto from a point of, once you eliminate need and greed, you're good. So most people...
So you don't need to make money and you don't need to be greedy.
You don't need to make money and you don't need to be greedy. I mean, we all need to make money, of course. But
you don't need.
Just kind of, you need to wire your mind differently. Mm-hmm. Just don't be desperate, let me say. You know, you can need to make
even
money.
Even in trading, that's how it works.
But don't be desperate. Yeah. So if you need to do it, you'll make very bad decisions. I need this money. To make up a school fees, maybe this will take care of first term and second term. Where can I go out there? You'll make wrong decisions. You will be like, hey, okay, I see this shit coin over here. This CG wolf dog coin. Let me put it here. This guy says, this Telegram group says this coin will go up 1,000x tomorrow. Work a school fees, you're up on Danny, gone to zero, you're finished. Mm. You understand?
Yeah.
You're very needy when it comes to that. Also, too much greed also will kind of make you make losses. So if you just eliminate need and greed, you'll be able to make very nice, consistent returns over time. And as an investor, you'll also make those good returns. So just don't enter crypto from a point of need and greed.
In line with what you've just said, I've realized I have a question.
Mm.
You've said you need to be very, very careful on which coins you put your money into. I don't know if you've answered that question, but I think you've answered, but I'd love you to just go back through it again. Now, I don't need to be in a rush to allocate capital into investments. I think that's something that's very, very critical in any field in the financial markets. You have capital, you know, let it stay in USDT until there are very clean opportunities that come where you can't lose money, right? Define for me those opportunities. Like, I want you to try and in a nutshell, like, just describe what defines a good opportunity? Like, what defines this is a good, probably besides the timing of this is the start of a bull market, or this is probably a bull market coming to an end. Like, you know, Buffett normally says you need to strike just once. You don't need to always hit that ball. Like, it's not like tennis where you just keep on hitting the ball and hitting. You wait for that perfect shot. What defines a perfect shot in crypto?
Well, okay, a perfect shot is kind of a summary of everything we've talked about today. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So if you are to, first of all, you've eliminated need and greed, so you're okay.
Yeah.
You are now calm.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're calm, you've now been able to either invest in, either you've now invested the time, money. Remember I talked about time, money, consistency and all that. That's now what I call setting up systems. So you set up those systems, again, now you're at a point of, you kind of now know what to invest in. So that is now setting up those systems. Once you set up those systems, plus you're calm, the market also, the timing is very important. So add now the timing into that mix. After adding the timing into that mix, now look at the particular tokens you've invested in, you know, the tokens, the what we just talked about earlier, tokenomics and all that. So once you've understood all that, it's always going to be perfect timing. If you're able to learn how to read charts, that will also kind of help you as well. You know, charts can also help. Crypto is heavily moved by fundamentals, yes, but if you're able to learn the skill of looking at charts as well, you can get better entry points. Eh?
Okay.
It'll still be good with fundamentals, but you can get better if you know how to look at charts.
Okay.
You can get better
entry points and even exit points.
So if you're able to get all those things in check, then you're able to get probably get your opportunity if you're able to do all those things together.
Okay.
But also, again, I say, many people struggle is because they don't understand what their goals are when it comes to investing in crypto. I forgot to mention this, but many people do not know what they want to get out of crypto. You know, you must know what you want to get out of crypto. I think also it's the same for you guys. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
You must have a goal you need to achieve. Don't just enter blindly like that.
Enda kunda pesa. Unakujanga hivyo.
Hivyo tu.
Nimesikia hapa kuna pesa.
Hapa kuna pesa unaingia hivyo.
Nimesikia.
Nimesikia. There can be money, but you can be like, what is your goal? You want to buy, my clients, some of them, you know, have different, some vary from, I want to buy an apartment, others I want to make this amount of money, others I want to start a full-time, I want to start a career in this thing, others I want to establish my brand. Yeah, whatever it is, just establish your goal and what you want to make from this thing. Once you do that, there is three things you need to look at when you're investing in crypto. Three things. There is, there's long-term investments, there is mid-term investments, and there is short-term investments. The one you should focus on, many people talk about long-term, but no. It's mid-term.
Mm-hmm.
Your mid-term investments should be the one you focus on.
The cyclical nature of markets.
Yeah, the ones mid-term, not the ones of 3-4 years, you know, 2-4 years. Eh? That's mid-term. Long-term for me is not, long-term is
10 years.
10, 20 years, no, though you invest in the other assets. But mid-term is what you should focus on. So if you're able to establish your goals, now look at the midterm goals. So if you look at now the midterm goals and the midterm goals, you can now organize your portfolio in a way that you can make good returns in the midterm. Now the short term is more or less skill based. Short term is not really where you put money and exit tomorrow, but it's more on what skills you can acquire in the space. Do you know how to trade? Do you know how to, let's say, use DeFi? Do you know how the NFT space works? Do you know how to, you know, do all those things within the crypto sphere?
Mm-hmm.
That's not short term. So the more skills you're able to learn in the short term, the more you can now make quicker money because of the skills you've acquired. Eh?
Okay.
So if you know how to trade cryptos, obviously you can now make money faster. But even as a beginner, you need to look at midterm first. As a beginner, answer in 2 years, 2-4 years. Then now, if you want to make faster money, then invest in learning how the crypto works. That now will give you more opportunities for short-term money. Then now, from what you make in the mid-term goals and what you will now make in the short-term goals, you now invest in the long-term portfolio, which is now 10 years. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, 10 years alongside with the other assets you invest in the world, and then you're good. That's what I'd say, how you're able to organize yourself in crypto. I also don't like you said the perfect chance. Yeah, you will definitely get your crypto the perfect chance, but I don't think that should be everyone's target.
Okay.
If you target it like that, you will end up also kind of gamble. You know, I'm looking for 100x. I'm only getting DMs here. What's the next 1,000x coin? Mm-hmm. You know, 1,000x coin, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like that. You can actually make 10x, 20x, even 100x by being quite consistent. You see, in crypto, 5x is common in crypto.
I can blink
and get 5x mm-hmm. even now.
Yeah.
So 5x, you get like this 5x, then again another 5x. That is how much? That's like 25x
yeah.
already. Just yeah. 5x, 5x, that's 25x.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see. As long as you're able to just organize yourself.
So you can do it consistently rather than just looking for that one shot.
Exactly. Mm. And I interview a lot of people within my community and they give their testimonies on how they've done that and the strategies. But 5x consistently is better than you trying to gamble here looking for 1,000x.
Definitely.
If you're looking for 1,000x, you're going to look for a random panda coin, Mali Apochini. Number coin number 3,850.
And then it goes.
You know, then it goes. Okay. So yeah, that's I think the best way on how you can approach crypto. Otherwise, it's just setting up. Everything I've talked about is just setting up those systems
and structures.
Setting up those systems and structures, and you're good. Most people don't set up systems and structures. In fact, most people do not even. Most people who've lost money in crypto don't even know how they lost money in crypto. Mm-hmm. You see me? I've told you this. So mwenivet Bitcoin. Nesitake kusika yo Bitcoin. Lipoteza pesa. Wapi? Kulikuwa na kampuni ingine sijui inaitwa nini? Okay, how much do you invest? Ilikuwa sijui 100. Then that person advises someone who wants to enter crypto.
Yeah.
While listening to this person, doesn't know where they went wrong, doesn't know which company they invested in, doesn't know how much they put in. That's most people who lost money in crypto.
Yeah.
You know, so they go talk to these people and they advise them wrongly. Hey, Bitcoin, watch your scam. They don't know what they invested in, you understand?
Yeah.
So that's, again, the dilemma. Just setting up the right structures will ensure you win in the market.
Definitely.
For sure.
Guys, may I can talk forever about crypto. So yeah. That's what I've been. I have the filters.
Which is good. Everyone is here to learn, you know.
My head is just... I can drop so much knowledge in crypto.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's good listening to someone who knows. You're saying something?
A question, just... Forex, crypto, the industry, as perceived out here, is not really... Watu tuonani kama sisi atukwangi watu wazuri sana. It's an industry perception, which I think is very wrong, because I feel like, despite other people really doing it in a bad way, you know, scammers are there, wali poteza pesa through a, you know, organized
crime
fraud. How do you surpass the challenge of, you know, when you go somewhere, you tell someone you're a crypto entrepreneur or a cryptopreneur, and they're like, when ulem sewa Bitcoin? See, for us, really the same thing.
Which is a forex, is right?
How do you deal with that?
It's a very good question, because actually, one of the reasons why I came back for this trip of mine is to kind of also see how the market has changed. You know, I've been away for 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I came between.
See, Jai Rudy. So, and my market is mostly here. So I was like, that's not, I need to kind of see if the industry has kind of changed. You know, I was tired of the negativity behind crypto here. That's one reason why I also left. I was like, these guys, do they want to make money or not? Let me go and make money somewhere else. I got tired.
Yeah.
You know, even before I started my business, I was very greedy. I was like, I went to Austria, left Instagram, left everything. I was like, you know, let me now trade and invest in my... I had hacked crypto by that time. I already hacked crypto. I knew everything. So I was like, let me sit down, live my life, trade, make money, live my life, you know. Mm-hmm. But then, yeah, that's now what happened when I reached there, But then circumstances brought me back to the market and everything, because I know people really, really wanted me to do this. And also I realized that it's a good way for me to... I have many whys as to why I do what I do, very many solid whys as to why I do what I do, because I'm also very passionate about the industry and all that. But the negativity behind crypto, yeah, it's there. And what I can say is, I think the best thing to do, you can't stop people from their mentality about an industry. You can't stop it.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to build your own personal conviction, and that will, your own personal conviction coupled with the information you have will kind of make these people kind of see it in a different light. So I used to have many webinars. Each webinar I do, when people enter, they leave in shock, you know, because the way I talk about crypto is not the same way they hear crypto out here.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Because, okay, guys, yeah, it's understandable where guys see it. You could do a Bitcoin because all these things collapse. You do Kenny coins, you do next Bitcoin. All, I understand them, yeah. Mm. But if they actually get the broader picture of Bitcoin, there is no way I'll show you BlackRock, the biggest asset manager in the world, has invested in crypto. The company that runs the world is invested in Bitcoin. And you say it's a scam. That's a wewe. I can't do anything. Beyond that, I can't do anything now for you.
For sure. Yeah.
So I think your own personal conviction and the knowledge you have, that's the best you can do. I don't think there's a way you can do that. Just, yeah, your personal conviction and the knowledge you have and how well you want to spread the knowledge out there. So I know you guys are spreading knowledge in Forex and all that. And I, from what I see you guys, I think the community is quite well. When they're here, they kind of... They kind of do that. That's also how I also got to know of you guys as well. You know, I've seen what you guys are doing and everything. So I think that's the best you can do. But otherwise, the scammers are still going to be the loudest people out here. Even how in the comes? Forex market.
Yeah, definitely.
They're the loudest. In Forex, they're the loudest. Yeah. Is it crypto? Crypto, they're not as loud because, you know, crypto is, again, you see, you guys, your market is very tough, but crypto is scary. Crypto is scary. So mtu akikoniwa crypto, it's like a horror movie. You don't want to hear of nothing again. That's why not even they're quiet, you know. You know, Forex, you can, there can be some, you know, Forex, you can con people, you can even make them a bit of money before they lose money, but it's more, the volatility is very less, is lower than, let's say, crypto.
Yeah.
If someone has been scammed in crypto, it is so scary that everybody has to keep quiet. You know, people have been scared so badly from crypto that they can't, they're like, you know, so... Yeah. Also, that's not consistent for, let's say, people who are trying to scam, you know.
Yeah.
It's not consistent. And that's why the scammers only come during bull markets. They can't do it in a bear market. So scamming people in crypto, one scam will scare everybody that you will never get another client again in crypto. You will scare the whole market. Yeah. With Forex, you can scam here, but they can still see, oh, it's Forex. It's still a very common buzzword out here. People are doing it and making money, all this. You know, the guys making money in crypto are very silent. Very silent. You know, it's, in fact, may just bring them back for guys to talk to my people, but they're very silent, you know. So I think that's what the challenge is in your market when it comes to all these things. Scammers are very, very loud, very loud. Even in, especially here, you know, I kind of see everything from Austria. I look at what's happening in Kenya from Austria.
Forex.
Your market is, I wonder how you guys counter all these things. Your market is very...
You just try to do it.
It's even trickling into my market. I'm getting people coming telling me, I've been conned in Forex. Will you help me? You don't do Forex, man. They're coming to me everywhere. I'm like, what? You know, so I see a lot of things happening in the Forex space. Crypto will take over during a bull market, 2025. That's when now you'll see scams everywhere. 10 new Kenyan coins everywhere. A coin for each county, Nakuru coin. You know, come in the bull market, but right now we're still at peace. Right now we still have Solana and the legit ones taking over. But again, scammers will always be loud because scammers are going to promise, definitely going to promise better things than what legitimate things will promise. And it's the greed promises, which we have is what's going to take over, unfortunately. You know. So I don't think it's going to, but I think just...
I think now, time is... I wouldn't want to stop. There's more we can talk about, but I think time. And thank you for coming, though.
No worries.
We can talk more and more, and I'm sure even the people listening are like, Caleb, why are you stopping the show? But anyway, everything always has, we can't talk. Also, at a seat, we can talk passionately about Forex, what we've gone through. We can talk a lot. It's also, and the good thing we're doing with Financial Hub and this platform is to bring people who are good in their stuff to talk to people to avoid those things. Shame the scammers, avoid the scams, and do the right thing. So the more you're talking about that, the more it makes sense. Like, us were very heavy in Forex. You're very heavy in crypto. And what we're saying, people will relate. Our listeners will relate. It's the same exact thing. No greediness, no araka-raka, no quick. Avoid those scams, get rich quick, such stuff. But for that, what you said, thank you. I think we'll... You're around for how long? When are you leaving?
I'm around till end of next month.
End of March.
So you're here for a good amount of time.
Good amount of time,
If the guys comment in the sections below. If you want to see Jerry again, hit us up. We do it for them. Like you're saying, also you're doing it to help the other people.
Yeah.
We can always sit just the three of us and talk.
We can
alone,
sit and talk. No
but
problem.
It's good podcast came and we can talk out loud and people can listen. So for that, thank you for coming. Thank you for your time. I think we've learned a lot. There's a lot. We used to be in crypto a lot, but we decided to focus, you know. Let people do the industries. Kuna watu wa stocks, kuna watu wa crypto, kuna watu, if you need anything, Forex, come to us. That's our specialty. So I think that's it from my end. Ken?
Yeah, so guys, you've heard from the horse's mouth. I've learned a lot personally. I've invested in crypto before. I've made money. I've lost money also. So I know both sides of the world. However, I know opportunities exist there. I think I've made big money. I've made more than I've lost, definitely, from crypto. Looking forward to make more.
Because you never realize your loss.
Yeah, because I never realized my losses by that. I never cut them. I just hold it. It will come back eventually if it will come back.
With the need of money.
Yeah, and I don't invest also in like shitty coins like you're saying.
Mm.
For me, before investing in a coin, it's already up there.
Top five.
Iko huko juju. Imeanza kujulikana. So that's how I'll do. But I'm really interested in also going back all the way to, because sometimes I find those coins before they come up there, the opportunities are quite good when they were.
Mm.
Back down there. So also I was very keen to learn, you know, the process that you use to like sort of scan through the elements that you watch out for, and I think there's a lot that I need to also learn in that space. I think if you have time, you know, you invest your time into something, like you say, just invest it into something. If you make 3, 4, 5 good investments in the long run, they are definitely going to help. So thanks a lot for coming, like Caleb said. Looking forward to more shows, and I hope you guys will comment and give us your feedback on how the episode was.
So one more time, Jerry, for people to find you.
My Instagram is the_real_JBO, and my website is www.thedigitalmoney.co.
Okay.
Awesome. I think we'll put the website on there.
Yeah, we'll put it in the description below. So, Taras,
for me, I think I'll just say thank you again. It was a very educative, informative podcast. I hope everyone has learned a thing or two, or even more. Looking forward to more shows. I think we can do more creative things together, even while probably still in Austria. There are more ways of, you know, doing such things. Twitter spaces can work, lives can work. So we can still organize more things in line, because this is a very, again, industry that most young people, again, the same people who come to us are, again, because we get that question. Okay, you guys teach Forex. Are you also into crypto? So I think we can also look at what we can also do together to, you know, just help the general community. Sawa. Thank you, guys. Share with your friends and family.
So, see you soon.